Declaration for Nasira Siddiqui. N like Nancy, A-S-I-R-A. Last name Siddiqui, S like Sam, I-D-D-I-Q-I. Nasira Siddiqui, date of birth is 3/28/1958. Date of accident is 2/7/2025. The patient's chief complaints are that she has severe pain in the neck, in the lower back, upper back, both shoulders, both knees, both hips, and shooting pain to both arms, both legs, affecting the first, second, third finger, and the left first, second, third, and fourth, fifth finger. There is a severe spasm in both the hands, both legs. She cannot climb the stairs, cannot sit on the floor, and she attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that recently happened on 2/7/2025. She says she has a severe spasm in the back. Soreness of the pain is causing a lack of sleep and unable to do any chores. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 2/7/2025, near 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., she was traveling in 6 Mile Northville area to go to his son's house. She was traveling westbound 6 Mile when she passed the back road, and suddenly 4 or 5 deer came all of a sudden from nowhere and hit her car. And after being hit, she was from the driver's side, 3 deer hit her, and couple from the front. In the process, the car was completely totaled. The windshield from the front was shattered. The windows on the left side were all shattered, and the window on the roof was shattered, and car is completely totaled. She do not remember the details of her injuries at the time of accident. She reports that she was driving a Tesla. There was no other vehicle that collided with her car, and she was traveling at 35-40 miles an hour. She was wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy, and there was a little loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit-and-run accident. Police did not come to the scene. Ambulance didn't come to the scene. She was not taken to a hospital by ambulance. She went to her son's house, traveling 1 mile from the site of accident, and then she went to the police department to file a complaint. She has not sought any treatment ever since then, and the reports of the following symptoms. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting of headaches that are present, affecting the front, back, right temple, left temple, and they are severe on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are constant, and they are sensitive to light and noise, and affects associated with nausea, but not with vomiting or seizures or aura. Headaches are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly constant. History of symptoms of TBI that are reported are as follows. Patient is suffering from dizziness, ringing in the ear and buzzing of both the ears, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and loss of vision field. And she has problem with the taste. She's not able to smell right, and jaw is hurting her. Although there is no damage to the teeth as such. No bleeding, no laceration, no fractures. And she denies any vertigo or loss of consciousness, seizures. And she denies any loss of equilibrium, disorientation, confusion, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. Denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or nausea, vomiting. In addition, patient is suffering from difficulty walking, difficulty climbing the steps, severe anxiety, panic, and bad dreams. nightmares, sleep disturbance. She is only able to sleep 3 to 4. She also reports of saddle anesthesia where her buttocks are numb, and there is a shooting pain to both the legs. And incontinence of the urine bowel is not present, but numbness and tingling of both legs, both arms is reported. She denies any lightheadedness, weakness, or lethargy. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is suffering with a continuous pain in the area of the upper back, middle back, lower back, both shoulders and both knees and both hips as follows. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, hot burning, aching, tender, and fearful. There are 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there are ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting too long, more than 15 minutes, coughing, sneezing, standing more than 10 minutes, lying down and walking, and she cannot sleep, but relieved with nothing. These pains in the upper back and neck are radiating to both the arms, affecting all the fingers on both sides, as the numbness, tingling, and shooting pain, and with associated with severe spasm and weakness, motor weakness of both the hands, where she is dropping the phones and dinner plates. In both the legs, she has a severe spasm, cannot climb the steps because of the pain in both the knees, and cannot sit on the floor to do her prayers. In addition, patient has a constant numbness and tingling of both the legs posteriorly and laterally, but it is not affecting the foot or the toes at this time. The pain in the knee is constant and affecting her ADLs. Both the shoulders are very painful, 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and unable to go more than 90 degrees of abduction or forward flexion without any significant pain. So far, she has had only plain x-rays done and no other testing has been done. And no other treatment she has taken except home treatment and physical therapy, and few sittings and few massages. Kindly review the records for the system review. And the surgical history, medication history. Family history, relationship status. Now, employment status, she is a PTA at Beaumont Hospital, and she has been there for the last 15, 16 years. She's not working now due to this accident and pain. Her husband died 32 years age, long time ago, from heart attack and cancer. Disability, patient has not filed any disability with the federal government. And legal history, patient do not have any attorney right now. Personal history from the records. And also the ADLs. Physical examination, the patient is a 61-year-old Pakistani female. She is 5 feet high and weight is 150 pounds. Blood pressure 126 over 98, pulse 76, pulse ox is 100, and temperature is 97.3. She is alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting in severe pain, agony of pain, acute distress, and severe pain phases are noticed. However, she is average build, average nutrition, hydration is normal. Patient appears to be overtly anxious and in severe pain. Although she has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is walking with pain, painful walk, antalgic, and rest of the exam will come from the template. In the neck, there is a severe spasm of the posterior muscles. Chest breathing is completely normal. Please use the template for rest of it. Neurological examination. Is from the template. Musculature examination. The patient has a total spasm for both the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum muscle. There is a spasm of the paraorbital muscles from C3 to L5 all the way bilaterally with trigger points. There is a 2 plus hypertonicity, and there is a spasm of both the iliotibial tract and posterior muscles of the legs, and also tenderness and spasm of the rotator cuff muscles bilaterally. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is present from C3 to L5 bilaterally with 2 plus hypertonicity and with trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is quite limited. In forward flexion, 30. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 30. And bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 15. And extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 15. And bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Hoffman's sign was found negative. Sperling is negative, and Lermit test was positive. The destruction test was positive. Total test was negative. And in the thoracic spine, Roos test was negative. Slump test was negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 20 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raise test positive bilaterally. Chem test was positive. Babinski sign negative. Buddhism's cardiac test was positive. And in the SI joint, bilateral SI joint was found to be mildly tender with a positive standing flexion test. Standing flexion test positive, iliac compression test, and distraction test positive. Paper test was positive bilaterally. And Gonsalon test was positive bilaterally. Extremities examination, both shoulders and both hands, with both hips and both knees were affected in this accident, and they are described separately. The rest of the areas of the extremities are completely normal. The examination of both the shoulders are described as follows. On inspection, there is a normally appearing shoulders and no dislocation, fracture, contusions are noticed. On palpation, there is a tenderness of both the rotator cuff region as well as in the AC joint and anteriorly. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees maximum for abduction as well as forward flexion. Motor power is 4/5 bilaterally. The special testing for rotator cuff testing was found positive bilaterally. Hawking candidate test was positive. Empty wear can test positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Hand and wrist bilaterally, a trinal sign, felon sign were found positive. Bilaterally, and reflexes were normal, grips were poor, motor power 4/5. There was no atrophy of thenar prominence or muscle atrophy, no swelling, deviation, ulcer wound, fracture were not. Color of the skin was normal. In the hip, on inspection and palpation, there is mild tenderness in a generalized greater trochanter area with minimal swelling. No spasm was noticed, but except in the iliotibial tract laterally, there was a spasm from hip to the knee, and no contractures or alignment problem noticed, no contusion, laceration, wound. The range of motions were limited, 100 degrees of flexion and extension, and 30 degrees of external and internal rotation. The patient is in severe pain. Motor strength 4/5, valgus varus abnormality not noticed. Leg length discrepancy was not present. Patrick sign, negative. Trendelberg test, negative. Log roll, negative. Ellie test, negative. Thomas test was negative. In the knee exam, both the knees exhibit severe tenderness and pain and swelling peripatellar with feeling warm and with crepitus and grinding noise. Positive anterior drawer, positive posterior drawer sign was noticed bilaterally. McMurray sign, Steinman was negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Collateral ligaments were found tender. Diagnosis. In the general, V89.2 XXT, R26.89, G89.21, R53.1, R53.81, R26.2, S09.90 XA. M62.830, CNS R51, G44.329, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, shoulder M25.511, M25.512, M75.30, M75. 0.50 S43.432D. Wrist M25.531, M25.532. Hands M79.641, M79.642. G56.01, G56.02. Legs M79.604, M79.605. Hips M25.551, M25.552. Knee M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202, M22.40, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4 XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, M54.14, S23.3 XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5 XXA, bilateral SI spine M46.1 and M54.17, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care for Nasira Siddiqui comes from the template. Treatment plan, physical therapy has been ordered to continue for the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both elbows, both knees, both hips, both wrists, both ankles, 3 times a week with the thermomodalities, E-stim, and for traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, chiropractic treatment, massages, infrared heat to laser heat. Patient is considered disabled. She has filed a disability for attended care affidavit. She's provided 6-hour attended care, 7 days a week, work disability, housework replacement, and transportation has been ordered. An MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and MRI for both knees is ordered to identify the damage. A MRI for brain with neuroquant study, SWI, has been ordered to identify the TBI. I have ordered a neck brace, back brace, and a tense unit, quad cane for the patient. Counseling has been ordered for TBI. And medications, non-narcotic, Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Essifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine with number 4, one tablet two times a day. Two bottles, 60 tablets are provided for covering the pain management. Xanax is provided, 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety panic. Lyrica is provided, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Pyrazine, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, for dealing with anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares. Fitness club, yes. Review of MRI, other imaging records, medical records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, patient has been advised to consider empirical injections for trigger points and maybe a knee joint injection if the pain is extreme. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered once the TBI, the MRI is available. Attended care caseworker has been ordered. Attended care for 6 hours. Caseworker patient do not want. Investigations. We ordered this MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, both knees, and the brain MRI at this time. DMEs I've already discussed. We provided the DMEs for neck, back, calcium unit, and the knee brace. Education is yes, and follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.